Grace, peace, and mercy from God our Father to all of you here. Please be seated. Jesus looked upon them and had compassion. Our Lord and Savior is a passionate God. He looked upon them and had compassion. The very definition of compassion is he had with passion. I'm a passionate person, but as my wife would readily tell you, I don't have a lot of compassion. Our Lord and Savior is a passionate God. He looks upon his people and says, these are the people that I need to feed. And then he works in a way in which we didn't expect. Now, Jesus himself feeds the people. It doesn't say that in the text, but that's what he does. But he instructs us to feed them. Now, that's the definition of us having compassion, to look upon those in need and to feed them with whatever they need. Many of us came to worship this morning looking to have our spiritual needs filled. We were looking for our Lord to have compassion upon us, to look upon us with love and readily receive that love. But I think if you were brutally honest with yourself, if you were hungry, would you rather be filled with a physical passion, compassion for you, or would you be looking for someone just to merely forgive your sins? I think if we were honest, I know me, I'd be like, hey, I would rather have the cheeseburger. I can get my sins forgiven some other time, but I want the burger now. And I think our Lord knows that. What is one of the things we are supposed to pray for in the Lord's Prayer? Lord, give us our daily bread. Right there. God wants us to ask him to fill our physical needs along with our spiritual needs. And I love him for that. I love that he fills us with good things. All that we have, all that we eat, put in our gullets, is from him. As you can see, I have a love affair with food. This takes actually not a whole lot of effort, but it takes a whole lot of want rather than need. I grew up with a mother who is a great cook. So she instilled in me a love for food, all kinds of different food. On the way here, I looked up on TripAdvisor, not here this morning, but on the way up to Minnesota, and I looked and I said, where's the nearest Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, restaurant that I, yeah. But it didn't just start there. It started way back again with my mother. And one quick story, when I was 15 on a baseball road trip, this is how bad I am when it comes to food. Went to Taco Bell with the team. There was about 15 of us that piled in there. I'm sure the people at Taco Bell went, ooh, boy, we're in trouble. Well, I ordered my soft tacos and burritos, and, mom had given me a couple dollars, and back then, a couple dollars would feed a hungry teen for that. Ordered, got up there, they got one of the things wrong. So I said, "I can you change this out?" Came back a minute later, I had six more of what I just ordered. Exact same stuff. But they let me keep the original six. Came up again, they finally got it right, but then my friends and I, my teammates, went, oh, I think we got this figured out now. By the end of it, I had one. I had 26. Now, I'm not quite sure what different ones I had, but, and I was well satisfied. In fact, we were all well satisfied. Now, that wasn't very honest, pretty sinful behavior there. And yet, we were fed. It was glorious. It was a beautiful day. It was like the loaves and fishes were just being multiplied in front of us. All of this glorious Taco Bell feast. But we come this morning to be spiritually fed. We come because we have a spiritual hunger. And I'm glad that I had parents that didn't just fill me with physical hunger. I mean, not with physical hunger, but with physical satisfaction. They wanted me to hunger for more. They wanted me to go to God to get filled, to give thanks to God. Now, they weren't perfect. In fact, they aren't here. They were far from perfect. But yet, they instilled in me a hunger for God's blessings. Over and over again, they would say, okay, we're kind of wondering where you're going with your spiritual walk as I ran into different religions in my life. And they often said, what does God's word say? Maybe not in those words exactly, but what does God say about that? Are you sure that's what you grew up with? Like, let's test it out. And ultimately, that spiritual hunger, that thirst for the truth, that thirst for grace and mercy rather than the world telling me what I need to do and God giving me his blessing was ultimately what led me to where I am today. They wanted me, just like God wanted me, to be filled with his love and mercy. Now, if we look back on our gospel this morning, we might begin to wonder, what were these people really there for? And I truly believe that they weren't there just to see Jesus do another miracle. Of course, they had heard about him. Of course, many of them had seen him do some amazing things. But they were there to learn from him. Because his teachings, as we are told through all the Gospels, were different than what they had been taught. His teachings were different than what they had been told. His teachings left them wanting more. Not feeling guilty about themselves, but realizing that God had a different way for them to live. A way in which he blessed them and gave them the way, rather than them having to learn. He showed them, he led them by example, rather than many of their leaders who were hypocrites. They were being led, and we find that Jesus, in the other version of this, in Mark chapter 6, like they were without a shepherd. Jesus looked upon them in Mark chapter 6, and we see that he says, they were like sheep without a shepherd. Just imagine that. They were people who were aimlessly looking for something, but not being fed with the truth. And right before this account in our gospel, we have a feast happening. A feast in which King Herod, we probably have an image of King Herod that's not too far from the truth. An image in which he is placing himself way above the people and saying, I'm going to show you what it means to have true power. And he takes John the Baptist, who had been speaking against him, and in order to satisfy someone else's wants, he lops off his head. This is where we find Jesus, who was probably filled with sorrow over his cousin's death. And yet Jesus looks upon the people with passion. Compassion. And then he goes and he feeds them. Here, I believe Matthew is trying to show us the difference between God's feast and a wicked ruler's feast. God's good feast and an evil feast. A feast that's all about the person giving it, and a feast that's all about what they receive in it, the blessing. Now, yes, we go to God and we receive his blessings in the meal, and we know exactly where they come from, but yet we leave refreshed, not feeling guilty, knowing that our sins are forgiven, knowing that our Lord and Savior has given us in this meal his very self for us. That's true passion. That's true passion for God's people. Now, the question that always comes to my mind, that when God asks me to do something, when he calls me, how in the world am I going to do this? Lord, how am I going to love your people when at times I question my own love for myself? That I don't find myself worthy. I don't think I have the gifts and the talents to go out and to serve your people. And yet, he still calls me. He says, go out and do it. In much the same way, he calls each and every one of us to go out and feed his people with the gifts that he has given us. I'm sure the disciples sat there and went, Lord, we have 5 fish. Although I always get this wrong. I was talking to my wife this morning. I'm going to get this wrong. 5 loaves and 2 fish. Okay. This is the pastor who goes to seminary for so many years. Can't remember. 5 loaves and 2 fish. John tells us that this is a little boy's lunch. And yet, God is able to do what we seem impossible. What we look at and go, how are we going to reach this community? How are we going to feed all these people with God's truth, love, and mercy? How are we going to show them what an amazing love God has for them? That's abundant. That continues to pour out upon each and every one of us. How are we going to do this? And yet God says, just trust me. Just go out and be my people. As you are fed, go out and feed others with whatever you have. We may sit there and go, Lord, I don't have the money for this. I don't have the time. And yet God says, you do. Trust in me. Trust in what I have given you. And go out and be my people who have been fed. I began the sermon by telling you about my mother, who was a great cook. My mom knows that truly the way to my heart is through food. Your Lord knows the way to your heart, and that's through his blessings. Leave knowing that he loves you with an everlasting love, one that covers all of your sins, not just some, but all of them. Know that his heart is for you to be fed with his own body and blood given on the cross for you, forgiving your sins and giving you eternal life. That's truly God's way to our heart.